London, where they sold all sorts of things. It was called the Soho Bazaar. A lady one day took one of her children there, a little girl. The little girl was so pleased with what she saw that she was tempted to do what she ought not. She fell into temptation. I am afraid she did not pray when she said her prayers in the morning. Well, when she got into the bazaar, she saw some things which looked so very nice that she coveted them. So by and by, as she passed one of the stalls, when her mother was engaged, she thought no one could see, she took up a toy and put it in her pocket. But oh, how heavy that pocket felt! Her conscience began to speak to her. How miserable she felt! Oh, that she had not taken that toy! As they were coming back, the mother stopped to talk to the woman who kept the same stall, and the poor little girl pulled the toy out of her pocket and put it back without anybody seeing. She went home, and at night she said her prayers. She seemed unhappy. She was thinking of what she had done at the bazaar. Her mother said, "My dear child, what is the matter? Do tell me." And as her mother spoke to her in a kind, loving way, her heart was melted, and she said, "Oh, mother, I have been so miserable today. I have not broken a commandment quite, but oh, mother, I have cracked a commandment." And then she told all, "Oh, dear children, take care and don't crack any of the commandments. The new commandment I have told you of is in the 13th chapter of John and the 34th verse. Love one another. Remember that. If you wish to help this blessed bird's nest, do not forget the new commandment. Love one another. Every one of you can understand that. The Bible says, even a child may be known by his doings. We can soon tell when a little child is trying to keep Christ's new commandment. Keep it whole. Don't let it be cracked or scratched. May God help us all to keep it with a new heart and a lively faith in Christ. Then, when we stand at Christ's judgment seat, he will say, 'Well done, good and faithful servants. Enter ye into the joy of your Lord.'" Seeking the Lord early. "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." Proverbs 8:17. Dear children, I'm going to talk to you about Jesus Christ and your souls. I want to make you happy, but I know that people are never really happy unless their souls are happy, and I am sure that people's souls cannot be happy unless they love Jesus Christ. And that is the reason why I'm going to preach to you now. I want to tell you something about Jesus Christ and your souls. Dear children, I hope you will all attend while I talk to you. I pray that the Spirit of God may come into your hearts and make you able to do so. Try to listen to me. Try to understand what I say. Try to remember and carry away something in your minds. I wish to do you all a great deal of good. Do not forget I am preaching to you, not to the grown-up people, but to you, only to you. Now just think what a pleasant text we have got here. It is said, "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." These are sweet words indeed, and who do you think says them? They are said by the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. He is called Wisdom in this chapter. But we know it means Jesus Christ, for there are things said about wisdom in this chapter which cannot be said truly about anyone but Jesus Christ himself. Come now, and let us see what Jesus Christ says. Listen, dear children, for this is very important. He tells us, "I love them that love me." Now, what can we make out of this? First of all, do you not think it is very pleasant to hear that there are people whom Jesus Christ loves? You know we all like to be loved in this world. Only think how disagreeable it would be for you and me if there was nobody alive who loved us? Suppose that no man or woman cared a bit for us. Suppose that everybody neglected us and left us alone. What should we do? We should be wretched and miserable and unhappy. I am sure we all like to be loved. Well, then, just consider what a blessed thing it must be to be loved by Jesus Christ, by the Son of God Himself. You know that sometimes people love us in this world and yet can do nothing for us. Your dear fathers and mothers love you, but perhaps they are poor and cannot buy what you want. Or perhaps they are sick and very old and can do nothing to help you. But, dear children, these are things that can never happen to Jesus Christ, and I will tell you why. Jesus Christ is very great. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is maker of all things. He is God Himself. He is almighty. He is able to do anything whatsoever He likes. Oh, what a thing it must be to be loved by Jesus Christ! And again, Jesus Christ is very rich. He has got everything to give away which you can want, either for soul or body. He keeps the keys of heaven. He has got an endless store of blessings in His treasure house, far more than I could describe. Oh, what a thing it must be to be loved by Jesus Christ! And again, Jesus Christ is very good. He never refuses anyone who asks Him favors in a proper way. He was never known to say no to any person who made a prayer to Him with a meek and humble heart. Oh, what a thing it must be to be loved by Jesus Christ! Dear children, consider these things. Do you want a great friend? Do you want a rich friend? Do you want a kind friend? Is this the sort of friend you would like? Then be sure there is no friend in all the world like Jesus Christ. There is no love so well worth having as the love of Jesus Christ. Blessed and happy are those whom Jesus Christ loves. I could not tell you a tenth part of all the great things He does for their souls. He pardons all their sins. He forgives all the bad things they do. He washes them in His own blood and makes them whiter than snow, so that not a spot remains. Dear children, I think that is just what you and I want. We have all sinned many, many sins. Besides, He gives them power to become good. He puts His Spirit in their hearts and makes them love God's ways and like to walk in them. Dear children, that too is just the thing you and I want. We have very bad, wicked hearts by nature. We never love God's ways of ourselves. Besides this, He takes care that none whom He loves shall be lost. He keeps them as a shepherd keeps his sheep. He will not allow either wicked men or the devil to destroy their souls. Dear children, that too is just what you and I want. We are all very weak, foolish creatures. We should never be safe if left to ourselves. And lastly, He is getting ready a place in heaven for those whom He loves. He has a glorious house for them there, far away from sin and sorrow and trouble. Dear children, that too is good news for you and me. Is it not pleasant to think He has prepared a home for us, so that whenever we leave this world, we shall go to a place of peace and rest? All these things the Lord Jesus Christ does for those whom He loves. Only look at them. What mighty things, what glorious things they are! He cleanses them from all their sins. He gives them power to be good. He takes care that they are not lost. He gets ready a house for them in heaven. Dear children, this is love indeed. This is love worth having. Did I not tell you truly there is nothing in all the world to be compared to Christ's love? There is nothing like being loved by Jesus Christ. But let us see next who are those that Jesus Christ loves. He tells us in our text, He says, I love those that love Me. Now, how shall we know whether we love Jesus Christ or not? This is indeed an important question. Are there no marks?